Here's the biggest recommendation I would make to anyone out there who's not feeling their best is you've got to make longevity and balance your number one priority, and then build performance on top of that. The foundation has to be, I feel like I'm set to live a long life. I feel like I can wake up and feel steady and balance in my life, because the main thing of fitness is a healthy heart and being able to stand up and walk and not have pain when you walk and be able to walk when you're 75 with your great grandkids.
At 23 years old, Dane had achieved the seemingly impossible, from small farm town Haymarket, Virginia, to reaching new heights as an actor model in LA. Dane was featured in international magazines, commercials, high-profile brands, and events. And at the height of his career, Dane was diagnosed with both severe ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and his life was torn apart. On the outside, Dane was this perfect-looking guy being paid to be healthy, fit and sexy, but behind closed doors, he was suffering and hopeless. Over the next 4 years, he lost 60 pounds of weight, had 20 bloody bowel movements a day, extreme chronic pain, anemia, no energy, sleepless nights, and eventually was fighting to save his life. After years of these unbearable symptoms, ineffective steroids, antibiotics, and biologics, he was completely unrecognizable, stuck in a mental prison. In 2014, Dane's life came to a breaking point when his entire family flew to the hospital for his near-death experience from IBD complications. Dane realized at that point that in order to regain his health and life and freedom, he'd have to do it himself. And so he became the CEO of his own health. Fast forward now 10 years. Dane not only was able to fully recover from his experience naturally, but has helped thousands of people around the world do the same. And he's become one of the most successful IBD healers in the world, but more importantly, a visionary for true healing. He is now the CEO and founder of Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle, the largest and most successful IBD consulting firm globally. His team, accompanied with licensed physicians, now has over 1,000 testimonies worldwide from all ages, cultures, and extreme experiences. Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle is one of the few places a chronically sick person can go for true solutions from IBD. Dane is classically trained as a board-certified functional nutritionist, but his larger vision is to continue to create real solutions and systems that will revolutionize IBD. So he's been featured in Huffington Post and other large media spotlights, including 23andMe, What Doctors Don't Tell You, and podcast appearances on Ben Greenfield, Wellness Mama, Primal Blueprint, and interviews with Dr. Stephen Gundry, Dr. Zach Bush, and much more. Welcome back, athletes. I'm your host, Sherry Shaban, and with each episode, I am honored to be your coach and guide in the journey to fall in love with fitness and ultimately yourself. My intention in each episode is to help you release the old story of who you are and step into the one you are always meant to be. Through these conversations, together we will step away from focusing on the doing and step into the being, so that health and fitness is not just what you do, but who you are. Athletes, today's episode is an important one. Dane not only shares his personal journey of being a successful model and fitness enthusiast until he was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, but we also talk about the importance of balance in fitness and the need to prioritize longevity and overall health. We talk about the significance of using high-quality supplements and working with professional-grade brands, the benefits of liposomal delivery systems, the importance of finding a trusted practitioner, and why investing in one's health is non-negotiable. Today, you're walking away with recommendations for a natural approach to fitness and the role of spirituality in achieving balance and happiness. Now, before we dive into it, I want to remind you that there are still a few spots open for you to join me in Transformation in Paradise, Costa Rica this November, November 25 to December 2nd, where we will be releasing self-sabotaging habits and addictive behaviors that have been keeping us from becoming the highest version of ourselves. And so if this sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, you can head on over to sherryshaban.com/retreats to learn more and to reserve your spot. Now, I've opened up a couple more, but they're not going to be available for much longer, and we're about 6 weeks out, so you want to make sure that you grab that spot if you are interested in that. And if you have more questions around the retreat, then feel free to connect with me there. There's a calendar link to book a call with me where we can determine whether or not Transformation in Paradise is the right fit for you. And by the way, if you rate and review this podcast on iTunes and send over the screenshot to sherry@sherryshaban.com, you're going to receive a 10% off voucher to join me this November in Costa Rica. All right, athletes, now let's meet Dane. Hi, Dane. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited you're here. There's a lot we're going to talk about today. We just chatted a bit offline and I didn't share with you my gut issues around my history of health and fitness. So this is such an important conversation. So you are model turned IBD advocate and clearly through your own trials and tribulations. And I'm so curious before we get started around your story, because you just mentioned to me that you were an international model and you were Mr. Fitness and the whole world seemed so perfect until one day you were diagnosed with Crohn's. And so I'll let you share your story, Dane.
Thank you, Sherry. Yeah. I mean, modeling was just a side thing that kind of happened to me. I was doing acting and modeling, and I went to school to become a board certified nutritionist, and then spent the last 12 years becoming an expert in functional medicine and gut health, and treated thousands of people with IBD, specializing in IBD. And, you know, I just so happened to be lucky enough to be the right height and wear a 40 regular shirt and a 30, you know, 32, 34 inseam. And I was living in Los Angeles, and so that was a huge dream that happened to me when I was very, very young, as I kind of out of nowhere built that. You know, no one found me in acting and modeling type stuff. I just moved out there with no money, no friends, no connections. I'm from Virginia. And I just thought, man, I can do this. And this would be such like a dream to be able to do these kind of shoots. So I ended up getting fortunate enough to shoot major commercials. I was in a few movies. I shot for Nautica and Tommy Hilfiger. I did, you know, little segments on Good Day LA with Tommy Hilfiger. And I shot with, you know, a few celebrities and magazines, and I'm just this kid. I'm this kid from Virginia and I'm getting paid to do this. I mean, I went to college. I was $40,000 in debt. I got a business degree. I worked a year in Washington, D.C. with a suit and tie. And now I'm sitting next to the red carpet. I'm not on the red carpet. I'm sitting next to it.
Close enough.
With Tom Hanks. You know, I'm like, is this real? But they say God doesn't give with both hands, right? Well, Dane, here's a huge career, because I thought I was going to make it. I'm going to become a series regular, because I was booking. All these major clients kept choosing me out of hundreds of great looking guys all around the country. I mean, there's tons of D1 athletes and good looking guys with good muscular structure and the right size, la, la, la. But they were picking me. I felt so fortunate. And just even the agencies, I was with the top agencies in the world. Then the other ball dropped. You diagnosed with chronic ulcerative colitis. Actually, it's Crohn's disease. It's Crohn's disease. Couldn't make up their mind. Eventually, Crohn's colitis. You'll have it for the rest of your life. There's nothing you could do about it. And, you know, all of a sudden, blood in the stool, cramping, urgency, diarrhea. And it was years of that. Mm-hmm. So on one hand, I had been gifted I worked for it. No one found me in a mall doing Zoolander stuff. I built this career and I got in shape because I worked hard. I was 6 days a week in that gym all the time. I was dieting. I was having 190 grams of protein. I was watching my macros. I was doing lots of high intensity training, lots of sprints and heavy weightlifting, 6% body fat, 172 pounds, 6'2" with a 315 pound bench. I worked hard. Mm-hmm. So I was not the cat who some agent found and said, this is our next star with the pouty lips and cheeks. So yeah, I come from humble beginnings and everything I've had in my life I had to work for, including that modeling and acting career. And then the ball dropped and I got diagnosed. And I had no desire to be working in natural medicine. I just wanted my life back.
Right.
Okay. You're giving me this. I've never heard of this disease. No one in my family's heard of this disease. What are we gonna do about it? Put me on mesalamine, put me on steroid, put me on prednisone. Symptoms got better. Okay, no big deal. Now, I'm not Googling this. My mother's Googling this, going, this ain't looking good. She's not trying to scare me, but she's trying to say, we need a plan. Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden, prednisone, I got to get off prednisone. You can't stay on it. Doctor's saying, you can't stay on that. This is steroid. It's temporary. Blood comes back. Cramping comes back. Mm-hmm. Loose stools, urgency. Bowel movements, 8, 10, 12 a day. Okay, let's go on another drug. So let's go 1-6-MP. Terrible experience. liver's going nuts, cold sweats every night. You have no energy to even get up during the day. And lucky enough, I had already built, got in the door with my modeling and acting where I would make all my money in 3 days of work. So I had 26, 27 days. I had to go to castings and meet with directors and things like that. But I had a lot of time just to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? But just 6 months before that, I was a 9-to-5er. I woke up at 6:30, drove an hour to Washington, D.C., worked in a suit and tie, drove an hour home, got home at 7, had dinner, went to bed, woke up at 6 again. I had $40,000 debt in college. Did not grow up with any kind of silver spoon. I was willing to work hard. So now fast forward a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, I've been on Remicade, 6-MP, prednisone on and off like schedule, 60 milligrams, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 0, back on them because they wear off, I have to go back on them. Mesalamine, painkillers, sleeping agents. I just kept getting more sick and more sick. To the point now it took over my career. It was actually like 007 hiding it from everyone. So, now I can't really hide it as much because I'm starting to lose a lot of weight. Stay about 180 pounds. I dropped to 122 pounds at my lowest, 6'2". So this was not, and again, I was not just saying, I'm going to go against the grain and do natural medicine. I just wanted my life back. I was just a young kid who had this amazing thing happen in life that I worked super hard for, and I was losing it. How often do you get a chance? You don't wake up at 40 and go do this. How often do you get a chance to do something that I was doing? I was being taken from me. I was resentful. I was angry. Me and God weren't talking. Me and my father weren't talking. And I lived in California by myself, 3,500 miles away from my family. I got to pay rent. That was the thing about that acting and modeling. If I could just make that one job, rent was done. Because I was a whiz at finance, a whiz. I didn't spend a lot of money. I didn't spend over $800 on rent till I was 30. That's a whole another conversation. I was, if I could do something else besides functional medicine, it was finance. So I had roommates. I would get rental deals by myself and work out contracts with homeowners, and then I would furnish and rent out the whole house for 80% of the rent, and then live in the smallest room. Now I'm living in LA in Manhattan for $500 a month. There's a little side hack, right? So, I built a way where I could stabilize myself financially and still pay off my debts and still try to go out for jobs and meet without telling anyone. But then the ball dropped where my agents started noticing and getting calls from clients like, we just direct booked Dane out to Europe. We just direct booked Dane to Florida, and he doesn't look like his pictures. And now I'm like, I'm not only I'm being found out. And so that was something that helped me mentally, is I still had my career, but once my career started slipping away and the drugs weren't working and my family had spent in the first like year, a little over, it was about $30,000 out of pocket. And we weren't getting results. So we were flying to different natural. Then we started saying, hey, let's hire this guy for this diet idea. Let's go to Whole Foods and buy all organic, and let's buy all the supplements and tinctures and herbs we read about on Google. Let's fly out here and stay at this hotel. Let's go to Mayo Clinic. Maybe they'll give us better ideas or different ideas. Let's go to this other hospital. Let's bill our insurance doesn't cover it. Let's pay out of pocket. So we're spending all this money, and I don't come from a rich family, and I'm not getting better. I'm getting worse. So after all that is when I almost died of Crohn's colitis. So year after year, just kind of got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I went through a lot of trauma. So anyone who can relate with this, I went through an extreme amount of stress right before I had to be hospitalized for 6 weeks straight, and I nearly died in that hospital. And there was a breakup involved with a long-term girlfriend who was there for me no matter what, through all the embarrassing, losing control of my bowel movements. Through not fitting those t-shirts like I did when she met me, Mr. Ego, right? Mr. Ripped Up, Mr. Perfect Looking. I want the case no more, So I had, the cards were on the table. Is this about looks or is this something deeper? And we broke up, and that was really bad. And I felt alone. And then, I had this big kind of career-changing movie that was offered to me, and I moved back to LA from New York, and all these different things. And all of a sudden, I'm sick as can be. I'm sick as can be. And my whole family flew out. I was stuck in that hospital bed for 6 weeks. I had so much weight loss, pooping 20 times a day, just put a silver pan under my bum, let out some blood and water and mucus, and do that 20 times a day. And then they put me on Dilaudid, which is legalized heroin, basically. It's 7 times stronger than morphine. And I was doing 3 grams of that a day, which is the highest dose they can give you. So I had an IV line just there and just hit a button, take off, floating on a cloud. So that was me for a long time. And, you know, just, you know, a long, and then just a while, the time I kind of woke up out of it, it was actually, they put me on a chemotherapy that ended up saving my life. There was an active virus. I've said this a few times, but there was an active virus we had to kill that, or get my body be able to get take control over that ended up saving my life. That's why the four antibiotics, the 200 milligrams of infused prednisone, the TPN feeding tube I stopped eating, those three weren't working. And no one could figure out why. And so it's when I did that that I woke up, came out of it, my numbers stabilized, 122 pounds, was taken home, wheelchaired there. I was housebound for a year. And I was bed rested for about 2 months. And my first goal was to walk about 40 feet. That was my first goal. So, you know, it's everything I've gotten in life, and anyone out there can relate with this, I've had to work for every inch.
Yeah.
And anyone who would have the capability of being able to walk in and get major clients to pay you to wear their jeans or their shirts or take pictures in their family photos, we'd all jump at that. And I was lucky enough to go after it and get it. And, but that pain turned into purpose. And while I was chronically sick, I was going to natural medicine school and working with my naturopath professors, who are really like mentors and life coaches for me as well, because they got into natural medicine because of the spiritual energy and the connection they felt to the divine, to earth, to what the body could do in connection to herbs and supplements and food and energy, chi, you know? And it felt, and I just felt, I felt a calling come upon me because it, and for everyone out there, you know, looking for that catalyst to really get behind in your life and find that conviction, it first dawned on me that natural medicine can only empower me to be a stronger version of what I was even chasing in the beginning. Like all the ego that, and all the vanity we might want in life. I want to look my best. I want to have an eight pack. I want to be able to push this much weight. I want to be able to run this fast, or I just want to have lots of energy and sleep well and feel confident on a date, whatever your dreams are. The answer, so much of the answer is in functional medicine, natural holistic practices. That was what clicked for me, because that pain, I said, wait a minute, not only will I figure out Crohn's and colitis, but this will make me the best version of myself, Dane 2.0. And that got me excited. And then all the fear of, I got to be gluten-free. Can't have packaged food. I got to put down the package. I got to put down the sugars. I got to manipulate how I'm eating. See, all of that, I couldn't do that for years. That was way too impossible. And if you're listening to this, maybe you can relate. I can't do AIP. I can't do carnivore. I can't do vegan. I can't get rid of gluten. I can't have time to cook. My kids and my life is too stressful. I'm more interested in my macros than my gut health. You know, the pain helped me rewire my principles. So all that pain for all those years, and when I was housebound for a year, I had to go through, it's not about making money. It's not about being social and keeping up with the Joneses. It can't be, because I almost died.
Yeah.
When you get that deep, it's almost like if you're thinking about your Gucci shoes and someone puts you in a desert for 3 days, you're only going to be thinking about your Gucci shoes for so long. You'll be thinking about your haircut and your Instagram followers for so long before you're thinking of water.
Right.
And that's what happened. It was like all that stuff didn't matter anymore. And it really helped me put into perspective my core values as a young man. And so that story, you know, and a few things I want to give as a takeaway to my story, I was able to get myself, I chose to get myself off the medications. I've been off medications for 8 years. I was able to never get any surgeries. So I was told I had to get my colon removed, never did.
Right, so good.
I was able to stabilize my gut health, have normal 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, normalize my lab work, see an after sigmoidoscopy that showed great results, 80, 90%, like unbelievable results off medication.
Right.
I was able to, and then I was able to travel the world. I've been to South America and Asia and Europe, and I got married, and my second son is now being born. I'm about to be 37 years old. I mean, the story we were talking about, I was diagnosed around 23. I got my first blood in the stool at 19.
Wow.
So we're talking 18, 20 years ago.
Right.
And so I've been through a lot of the journey, and the story never ends. I'm in the story now.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I hope that my journey can serve those listening right now. And I hope we have a lot of aha moments. And fitness has been a passion for mine. Was I ever the most ripped? No. Was I ever the most genetically gifted? No. I look at some guys and I'm seeing those long, lean muscles and so easy to gain that weight or get strong, and then the immune system or the nervous system can handle that much stress. My body couldn't do that.
Right.
You know, I wasn't the most gifted young man. I was gifted, but not to the point where I'm looking at professional athleticism ability. And I'm sure, if you work hard, I think all of us can get there.
Right.
But anything I did when I was, Men's Health magazine, all that, it was about being fit. It wasn't Mr. Perfect, but I was able to achieve some amazing results. I think a lot through pure dedication.
Wow. Wow. So good. And I can already tell you so many aha moments, and I'm so incredibly inspired by your story and what you've shared, and so much to unpack here, Dane, so much to unpack. So as you were just sharing, there's just this ebb and this flow and this ebb and this flow and this constant beautiful journey of life, which is really what it's all about. And the first thing I want to just ask, as we got into that diagnosis, I'm just curious around you receiving that news, because here life seems like, all right, I did it all. I'm on the top of the world and everything's so aligned and I'm so lit up. And then clearly, and you kind of just mentioned this recently, that there were signs. So you had blood in the stool, and it seemed like it was something that was ignored for some years until you finally went to go see what it was all about. So I'm just curious around that part of the story. What led up to you wanting to go and seek help or maybe get some testing done? And then how did you receive all of that? How did you receive the news at that time?
So at 19 years old, I was a freshman or sophomore in college. The only thing I was thinking about was, what are my friends doing? You know, I maybe wanted to go on a date. I wanted to hang out and go, get my work done, make sure I got good grades enough to where I'm, I also ran a business in college. So was not ready, or I hadn't been trained or prepared to think like an adult. So I didn't want to tell anyone. And I just wanted to mask it and hope it would go away. A lot of us don't want the problems. Like, if every single person went and did a colonoscopy today and went and saw the doctor, what would happen to diagnoses? They 10X. They 10X. So a lot of us are just sitting in this place where we don't want to know. We just want to say, let the body deal with it, right? And that's one of the signs of not being in a state of trauma over your health, is that you don't worry about your body. You let your body take care of itself. Most of us don't worry about our gut unless you have gut health issues.
Right.
Right? That's also one of the signs of actually taking back your safety eventually, is you've got to let your body work for you instead of you constantly worrying about your body.
Right. Right.
But how did I feel? I remember waking up from a colonoscopy, sitting there, kind of looking down, and this older gentleman who was my doctor told me I had ulcerative colitis. It was an incurable disease I had for the rest of my life, and we were going to try to manage it through medication. I didn't even let that register. I was a strong guy with a lot of conviction and a lot of fire. So I kind of just said, okay, whatever, bye. I didn't really say much. I think when something that big happens to you, you either break down and cry and go a little nuts and ask a million questions, or it's kind of like a shell shock and you just hear it and leave.
Right.
And I kind of just heard it and left, because I didn't really trust this man or know this person to have such a personal conversation with.
Right.
I hardly even knew him. I wanted to go back home and then hear what my mom or dad thought about it.
Right. Right.
And I wasn't ready to be the CEO. That's one of the defining moments that helped me heal, actually, is when I became the CEO of my health. Because at that moment, if anything was wrong with me, it was like, hey, Ma, I'm not feeling good. And then she would figure it out. Right? That's how a lot of our kids do it, right? Even with your kids, you might be doing that now. Hey, Mom, I'm not feeling good. Then you freak out and they're not Googling, you're Googling. So I was a product of that. And I just wanted to, I had other things I was interested in. I wanted to build muscle, lose body fat. I wanted to make money. I wanted to get my career going. So I was just, in doctors. And one of the things that I think we have to wake up to with our current conventional medicine is there's an untruth. Conventional medicine is valuable. It helps save my life. It is good in so many ways. There's one pivot I want you to make right now. Conventional medicine says you don't need to change anything. Just take our medications.
Yes.
You don't need to change your diet. You don't need to change your mindset. You don't need to change your daily habits. Just take this pill, take this steroid, take this antibiotic, take this antidepressant, and that's it. And because, I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but that's how I took it. I took it at face value. Okay, I'm going to take this steroid. And it did help, which gave me more validation that I can just go back to my life. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm a fitness enthusiast. I don't even drink alcohol much anymore. I don't, I watch my macros. I don't even have that much sugar. I should be okay.
Right. Right.
So I justified staying in my lane, but I was still on the pre-workouts. I was still, you know, kind of eating whatever, drinking beers, having shots of this, that, and the other, staying up till 2 in the morning, you know, just having tons of poor quality whey protein, making sure I got 190 grams in a day, you know, and that was giving me diarrhea and cramping and pain and urgency, but I didn't care because I wanted my muscles to grow. Right. That was my number one priority.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And it took me a lot of years to work that one out.
Yeah.
Because I just looking good made me feel like I was okay. It wasn't about what was going on inside. It was about appearance. I haven't lost weight. I feel good. You know, losing weight made me feel like a sick person.
Right.
So yeah, that's, I made me feel eventually it was the, put me into a spiral depression and anger and resentment. Mm-hmm. But I tried to just stuff it down in the beginning and I was just praying the medications would work.
Right.
And they can help in a lot of ways.
Right. Yeah. Let's go back to what you just said. That was actually so spot on. So you said that most of us would choose the value of how we look, and that is the ultimate outcome that we are always striving towards. So we want to look a certain way and we're ignoring all these other signs. So our gut is telling us something is off. And most people who have been restricting for so long, who've been following their macros or not eating carbs for so many years, they end up developing some sort of gut health issue in one way or another. Mm. And I think that you can maybe expand on that a little bit, what we spoke about before we started recording. And so what is your perspective around that? Why is that? Why is that extreme form of dieting and restriction leading to gut health issues? And why do we still favor those diets and those restrictions and continue to ignore the cues and the signals that the body's constantly giving?
Great question. If I could put it into one sentence to start and then reverse engineer that, it's an imbalance of stress on the body. Stress, working out is a stress. Restrictive eating is a stress. Getting in an argument is stress. Waking up at 5:30 is a stress. Running 10 miles is a stress. Getting in a sauna is a stress. Getting in a cold plunge is a stress. Sitting in a plank is a stress. We don't have good balance of stress, and we want to continue to get things now, especially in America. We want it now. I want to gain 3 pounds of muscle this month. How do I do that? Is your body conditioned for that? Is your mind, is your spirit? And what's it worth? We try to go fast and we go like that, like a rocket, and then we drop. And that's what it was. I was continuing to want to optimize, 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 always go to the next level. The moment we hit a level of, I just got a new PR, I got a new thing, then we just want another one.
Yeah.
We don't accept it. We don't let it settle in as a truth. We just want to keep going. Some people's physiques and genetics can keep going. Not mine. It was breaking me down. My gut was getting worse while my PRs kept going higher. Certain things that happen, I'll even see it at the gym. Acne. I don't feel comfortable telling these people, but whenever I see all that back acne and that shoulder acne, as long as you're not taking, you know, testosterone and stuff, I'm thinking, man, you've got leaky gut. You are having sensitivities and allergies probably to that whey you're taking, that whey protein or casein or cottage cheese you're throwing down every day. And your gut is just probably inflamed. I wonder if you have high inflammation in your body, and it's probably linked to the arthritic issues.
Right.
And maybe the ups and downs. Because another thing, when we are in balance, we are addicted to the dopamine.
Yes.
We can't feel stable unless we get that high, that runner's high, that weightlifting high. You know when it hits, like you don't even want to be there, but 30 minutes later, you're like in it because you got that dopamine hit. It's we don't even know how to balance ourselves into a state of happiness without the fitness. Right. So a lot of people will say, well, how do you do it? What we don't understand is that we're addicted. We're addicted. We don't know where else to get the dopamine. And so I had to come off that, and I had to find dopamine elsewhere, and I had to find balance elsewhere. And I had to let go of the fact that I knew my arms, and guys know this more than ever. And I know a lot of women too, especially if you're focused on your size, like your legs are going to shrink, your shoulders are going to shrink. If you don't keep this up and you don't keep putting these in and these heavy weightlifting, and you're taking all these essential amino acids and things to help your natural testosterone enhance, and, you know, pre-workout and creatine monohydrate, if you're not doing all these things, you're going to shrink.
Right.
You're going to lose some of that growth. So, is that okay with you?
Right.
It's not okay with most of us. And that's what I'm talking about, an imbalance. There's an imbalance. When there's an imbalance emotionally or spiritually, it feeds into our daily actions, and then that feeds into our physical. And we know that the how we feel has a direct physical response, because if you don't feel good, you'll get a physical reaction. If you don't feel, if you went through a stressful conversation with your significant other, you might have a bad bowel movement that night. You might not sleep as well. You have a big race the next day. It doesn't go as well because of last night's argument. We know that what's happening to us in an emotional extent directly impacts our physical. So there's a balance. There's a balance. And we have to, the big shift that we need in fitness is to bring in a functional side of it. We need to balance it with functional science, functional movement. We need to balance it with functional medicine. What are your labs saying? What's going on with your adrenal glands? I think adrenal fatigue is one of the core issues being missed in fitness right now. And if your adrenals aren't balanced, your liver and your detox pathways aren't going to be working well. You're not going to be able to manage stress. Your inflammatory markers are going to go way up and down, because cortisol is what's going to regulate that inflammation. It's going to affect your hormones, especially for females who need those hormones dialed in every month. Your menstrual cycle might get messed up. I can't tell you how many women I've seen in their menstrual cycle get more normal when we calm down the effort of intensity, we nourish properly, and we get the bioavailability up. Because if the gut is not working properly, you're not going to be able to absorb your fats well. You can't absorb fats, can't make cholesterol, can't make hormones, you know, and that if that fat's not absorbing, that means all your fat solubles aren't absorbing, your ADKE, which is also going to affect your calcium and magnesium and your bone density. It's a cascade. The body is directly connected to the planet, and everything affects everything. It is a living, conscious, breathing thing, and you can't just try to hack it. We are in the age of trying to hack everything.
So good. So good. This is dynamite.
Yeah.
This is dynamite. And
I hope we're getting ahas, everyone listening. I'm going to bring it.
Hours set aside, because we're going to keep going here. No, but really. Coming back to what you said, I love everything that you said, and especially around just this adrenal fatigue and the overstress of the body. And thank you for reminding us all that stress and exercise and all these things is stress. It is still stress. And
there's too much of it. There's too little. There's balance. So I'm saying balance. It's a balance of stress. That's the answer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the entire day we're in sympathetic nervous state, just from our society of the go, go, go mentality. And then everything we watch on TV and social media, we're always in sympathetic nervous system. And then all the exercise that we do and all the restrictions we do. So our body's constantly under stress. And I'm super curious now that you look back, I have so many more questions to ask you about recovery and what we do moving forward. But if you were to look back now and just rewatching yourself, if you had that opportunity to change anything, what would you have done differently? Because you said, I gave myself Crohn's. I made myself sick. So there were signs that you brought yourself to this place. But what would you have done differently now if you had the opportunity to go back and change anything?
I'm not a big fan of regret, because I'm here where I am, and God knows where I'd be if I didn't happen exactly as it is. Life is a ripple effect that happens in a million ways. And so I love where I am and I love my life. So I wouldn't change too much. But if I could, I would just say I would come to the realization that performance and fitness wasn't my number one value or my number one priority. It just took me a lot of pain to get to a point where I just realized that, yeah, that's not my priority. Mm-hmm. Here's the biggest recommendation I would make to anyone out there who's not feeling their best is you've got to make longevity and balance your number one priority, and then build performance on top of that. Right. The foundation has to be, I feel like I'm set to live a long life. I feel like I can wake up and feel steady and balanced in my life, because the main thing of fitness is a healthy heart and being able to stand up and walk and not have pain when you walk and be able to walk when you're 75 with your great grandkids.
Yes.
Almost everyone on this call already has it. On this podcast, you guys, what does lifting 400 pounds over your head have to do with that? What does the sprints have? So it doesn't have anything to do with it. That's a lot of ego. That's a lot of, and that passion too. I get it. I get passionate, and I'm still learning in a lot of ways, but I think a big thing is shifting to say, let me focus on longevity, health, understanding my gut, understanding my lab work, and let me make that my focus, and then build my performance, my skill set, my muscle mass on top of that. That's a better foundation.
Right.
I would rather have smaller arms and a smaller chest and not as good of an abdomen and not be as good of a runner, but feel great and be in balance with my life for the next 50 years,
right,
than have all of those attributes, but be out of balance and feel like uncertain in my own health, or I'm uncertain in how my body can stressed, neurotic.
Right.
And I don't want to absolutely have to need intense exercise to get my dopamine, to feel in balance, to get my dopamine hit, because that's where it was. I mean, I was in the gym 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, 1 day on, 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, 1 day off, muscle splits, then 30 minutes of HIIT training after an hour and 15 minutes of heavy weightlifting, always starting with high level. So I'd put like 275 on the bench, have someone spot, do negatives, and then slowly work my way down at 172 pounds. And then I'd sit in the sauna and I'd do wins, you know, I do sprints for 20 minutes. And then I'd sit in a sauna and sweat it out for another 30.
Right.
And then I'd be drinking, I'd be having a little bit of glucose, and I'd be having essentials twice at the beginning and the end. And I'd be having lots of protein, sipping on that. And I'd cut all my carbs at night. Wait, and then I would not drink water for a day or two before, if I had a shoot.
Right.
So I had all the veins and I had all the muscle popping, but I was tired. I was fatigued. My bowel movements went to hell. And many times I can tell you, I was on steroids during those shoots. I was on not those type of steroids, cortisone steroids. So a prednisone steroid for my gut health because it was reacting. I go to the gym, take two scoops of pre-workout, be ready, and use the bathroom four times with diarrhea in the gym.
Right. Huh.
Who does that?
Yeah, right.
Someone with the priorities mixed, because I was 24 years old. This is my time, baby. Let's go. I'm not quitting. You're not getting me. My body's going to, I'm going to will this thing to happen.
Yeah.
I'm shooting. Let's go. Jockey, book. Let's go. Keep popping the prednisone. When's the ball going to drop? That's one of my favorite terms on today's podcast. When's the ball going to drop for us, guys? You know you're going to have to come back from it. It's the same thing with like using steroids and all this. We get in this premium shape. You've seen a lot of wrestlers get in this premium shape, and then you got to come off, and then the body just tanks.
Absolutely.
So there's no balance. So I think that balance is where I would come, and I'd redefine my core values and my priorities, even if it meant my PRs went down or my weights, even the size I am now. I look in the mirror and I'm not as strong, and it gets to me still. Guys, I'm not perfect. It still gets to me. That's, man, I really want to be as strong and fit as I used to be. But when it comes down to brass tacks, I have other things that still need focus that haven't allowed me to be as performance-based as I still would like. Right. I'm even looking at my own coach to really continue to work on that. Just someone to kind of talk to. And say, like, can I push it to that next level? And why is it important to me? Those are spiritual, really deep personal conversations to be had. And we all need the answer for ourselves. So if I just say those questions, write those down. Why is this so important to me?
Yeah.
Write it down. Why do I need this? What do I really gain? What do I gain in longevity? What do I gain in health? What does my family gain from this? Does my husband really care? Or my wife? Or my girlfriend? Because one thing I learned when I lost all the muscles and I was covered in cystic acne at 130 pounds, pooping my brains out, my girlfriend didn't care. She didn't care. That's also what hurt so when we broke up, right? My wife now doesn't care. Mm. I'm the only one who was freaking out about the size of my biceps.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah. What are we doing? What am I doing? Now I want to feel good. I want to look in the mirror and feel my best and optimize. I want to be able to kick ass. But I can't put that in front of other certain things. And about, you know, I'm a family man now, which means that my life isn't just about me. When I decided to build a family, I decided to make my selfish desires no longer the priority.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's my life is about serving something bigger than me. My company, people with IBD, my family is about saying there's something bigger than you, Dane. And I just believe that's the best thing we can do in life is have something that's bigger than us.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, is fitness becoming a selfish experience?
So good.
Is it just because you want to have more Instagram followers? I mean, what, you know? And so there's a lack. So that's the emotional and spiritual side we can also ask ourselves. Because when there's a lack of balance in what's happening spiritually, it's going to come and you're going to see it in the physical.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That was so great. And I love everything that you said. And I think one more question we could ask ourselves just to layer it on is, who am I really doing this for? Because is it for that ego part of me? Is it for others? Is it for me to feel approval by others? Right. And that, I think, changes everything, because that's the intention behind the drive in itself, is just really understanding, as you brought us into that flow of like, why is this really important to me? Like, why am I really doing this? And who is this really about? And once we become crystal clear, then that really changes everything, and especially around what our core values are, because when we are sacrificing our health really for our fitness, and it's so funny that we even would phrase it that way, but we're sacrificing our health for our fitness. What is this really all about then? because it's not about me,
Ironic.
Right? It's not
It's
because
core. It's irony. It's a dictionary. It's a dictionary version of irony.
100%. And
how
that's
you sacrifice your health for your fitness. It's crazy.
Right. Right. And health is how we feel. Right. Health is how we feel. I feel healthy when I'm feeling vibrant and alive,
yeah.
full of vitality and able to do all
or
the things that I enjoy.
Or hormone levels. And all
hormone
that, right.
Levels.
But this isn't just about saying, okay, you know, so now we understand balance. How do we move forward from this?
Yes.
So for me, it's about my efforts have to have some greater link to my health or my body's capability that's more helpful than harmful. So certain things that I've gotten more excited about are functional movement. Mm. You know, if you look at it, I was doing a lot of isolated weightlifting, just
right.
isolated stuff. And when I started looking at functional movement systems, was like, this makes so much more sense. Am I going to have these big barreling shoulders? And am I going to have this huge? No, and that's hard to swallow. And even today, I mostly enjoy lifting heavy and getting a pump.
Right.
That's just how I've been since I was 13. I enjoy that the most. But what makes the most sense logically is functional movement,
right.
you know, animal flow,
right.
you know, different kettlebell their work,
right.
you know, yoga, different ways of getting the body to the nervous system to fire in the right way, to be able to throw a punch, a baseball, to run, to jump, to be able to surf, to be able to get into a squat and get your dorsiflexion and your hips open enough to do that. Like that. And a lot of people who do that, they don't look like what we're seeing in the magazines. So again, I'm not as excited about that, but I would say start with that. So one of the things that I've done that I would recommend, if you really resonate with this, just work in some of your protocols, some of the functional stuff that's sound, mm-hmm. more meditation, more grounding, more PMMF, more cold therapy, more sauna. Those things make sense for your functional health. And they also help with, you know, your goals. Like, and a lot of thing that I would say to a lot of people who are out there to look your best is you can have the tightest skin and the most muscle density, but if you don't have healthy looking skin, I just think you're missing out on one of the biggest things. Healthy looking skin makes you look a lot better with your shirt off or in a bikini.
Yeah.
Well, if you want healthy skin, you've got to clean out your liver, your gallbladder, your lymphatic system. You need to get in the sauna and sweat.
Right.
Okay. You need to get the right collagen and B vitamins, biotin, hair. If you've got light, clean eyes, good hair, and good skin, that compare it on yeah. the vanity spectrum to I've got bigger shoulders or I've got a bigger butt or I've got a smaller waist. And is what you're doing causing those things to be not as good? So a lot of functional health will give you that. So start there. So I'd say work in the infrared sauna, work in different vitamins that are going to support your body. Maybe look at castor oil packs. If you don't know what that is, quick Google search. You'll be able to check those out and take your time on it. It'll help upregulate your glutathione.
Mm.
That'll help your liver flush all those toxins that you're dealing with.
Mm.
That'll help you with those smelly farts and bowel movements you're probably getting from all that protein that's not being properly digested.
Right.
Okay. And some of that bloating and gas might even start going away. You know, if you do change, maybe switch up your protein source.
Right.
And you can keep your macros while you get antioxidants, polyphenols, resistant starches, more fiber. You know, you can work it in. Raspberries, very low sugar, but great for your glycemic index. Also full of antioxidants, one of the best fruits you can have if you want to go more keto or AIP. Focus on your berries, high on antioxidants, low on sugar. There's a lot of win-wins.
Right.
So that's a good one right there is hacking with your berries and maybe even focusing on green bananas because they have more resistant starch and low sugar while you still get that, you know, 25 grams of carbs if you want to use that in your day.
Right.
You know, I love those with those high fitness training. I was always using bananas to give me that spike so I could go run after an hour and 15 weightlifting session.
Yeah, so good.
So you can start mixing them. But you know, one thing I'll tell you what my routine is today is I'm only doing heavy weightlifting twice a week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the reason is because if I do heavy lifting more off continuously more and more, then my nervous system starts to break down and my adrenals start to break down.
Mm-hmm.
I've just realized my body cannot handle those intense days like I could when I was 24 as often. And that's something I'm curious about continuing to get better. You got to balance your adrenals. You know, you just don't always stimulate your adrenals with rhodiola or B12 or some of these other things. You've got to balance your adrenals. You got to make sure you're sleeping. So there's a lot of stuff you have to do on the back end. I mean, are you going 9 to 5 should be your sleep schedule. Go
right.
to bed at 9.
Right.
So you've got to make sure that you understand your body before you keep pushing it because we grew up in this willpower age. Push through. You got to want it like you want oxygen. You got to want it that bad. It's like, your mind can push your body off a cliff. So I agree that, discipline and motivation is important, but if you don't have, your body doesn't have the genetics, you got to watch out for that. I just think, watch it, because if I'd done a little bit of this stuff, which I love, all those guys who are out there just, going hard at the mind and pushing beyond your limits, that gets me revved up just like the next person. Love it. I feed on it. But I almost died of Crohn's colitis. So I got to know that I got to know myself. And I know adrenal fatigue was a massive problem for me last year when I was building my company, working 80 hours a week. So it's, I've got to do certain things and do it methodically, because I don't want to go up and then crash and burn, have to stop my fitness program altogether. That's not worth as much as just trying to get 1% better, 1% better, 1% better.
Right.
And be
Longevity.
laugh, yeah, and be laughing and smiling with my friends at the gym. And having a good time and seeing the consistency. Write this down, everyone listening. Consistency is worth more than perfection. A lot of those people you're following in fitness, they've been consistent with this for years. Their ability to be consistent is one of their biggest assets, not just that perfect fitness plan, not just that perfect how many reps and how do I intertwine and how do I superset. It was the consistency. They couldn't do what they were doing 3 years ago, but the 3 year stacking is the value. So maybe do less and get consistent. Maybe do less and get consistent. Are you happy doing it with it? Or are you just like, this is my month and I've got this one goal this month and I'm just going to go hard this month? It's the same problem with the diet. I'm going to go on this diet for 1 month. Now you need a lifestyle. We need to, we don't need a workout program, a temporary workout program, and we don't need a diet. We need a lifestyle. And fitness needs to be a part of your lifestyle. And nutrition and healthy eating that makes you more happy and more healthy at the same time needs to be part of your lifestyle.
So good. So good. I'm
Okay.
so happy you said that, Dane, because it's consistency that drives results, and that's really what drives the progress. And many of us even look at that person who's been doing it for 10 years and say, all right, in a month, I'm going to accomplish that. And we go for it without even really understanding the person's journey. And so I'm so happy that you said that. But I actually want to come back to what you were talking about supplements, because now you've already dropped it a few times and you were talking about having maybe a cleaner source of supplements, let's say when it comes to protein or collagen or any of that stuff. And so, first of all, I'm super curious around what your perspective is when it comes to supplements in general, and why sometimes having the wrong type of supplements. I mean, there's a gazillion companies out there, everybody promising that they've been approved by I don't know who and who and who. However, most of it is actually not high quality material. We don't know that. It's whatever it says on the label is what we're purchasing. That's really what's driving the purchasing. However, what is really going on? And is this, are these supplements healthy for us? Are they beneficial to us? If we do need them to build muscle and to help us recover, how can we do that without really tapping into maybe some of the dangerous compounds that can contribute to gut health issues long term?
Very great question. And I think the most important thing when you're taking advice from anyone on this is to hear a bit of background. Supplements, there's so much going on in science, and is this science too generalized? Does it really make sense for what's going on with us personally? And some of the problems you talk about, I'll share with you. But first off, I've worked in supplements for 10 or 12 years. I used to be one of the main consultants who would go to the top doctors in New York City and Los Angeles and consult them on what supplements they're using, what lab tests they're using, interpretation. And so that's where I got a lot of my education, is being in the field and working in professional grade product lines. People like, and we're going to talk about this here in a second, because this is a huge topic. Just get your pen and paper, because this is going to change the game. Even if you've been in this for a long time, I got some bombs to drop for you here. So you're going to, there's a professional line of supplements out there, and then there's your public facing supplements. And public facing, there's some really good ones out there who are going the extra mile, but the problem is that they're really only regulated by the FDA. Now, the FDA is only regulating what's on the bottle. They're not really regulating what's in the capsule. We don't have enough systems to balance what's in the capsule. That's why if you Google on what happened at Target or Walmart, you might see that there's some lawsuits on different types of supplements in there, because what was in the capsule was not actually there. So amount of magnesium, or the amount of fish oil, and the sourcing of it, and then the integrity, not just the integrity of how much and where you got it, but there's that third problem of quality control, meaning, is there any heavy metals in this? Has this been checked for lead? And that's why you might see on some of your labels, especially in California, your Prop 65, which is going to say, hey, watch out, this might have lead in it. well, Prop 65 might actually be on organic food because there's certain amounts of trace lead in the farms in California, which then can potentially trace amounts be found even in organic food. So the FDA is giving us some warnings around this, and there's not a lot of understanding around how these supplements can affect us if we're pregnant or we're nursing or if we have certain autoimmune diseases or we have insulin resistance. So there's a lot of places we have to be careful, and it's probably a little beyond going at all that we can do right now. But what I want you to do is try to focus on professional grade supplements. Professional means that usually they're going to be sold by clinics, by doctors, okay? Because a lot of the supplement lines are going to be training and selling these supplements to the doctors who then sell it to us as the general public. Mm-hmm. Now, the benefit of those is they're a lot more expensive than what you see at Walmart, even sometimes Whole Foods. But the benefit is you have a certificate of analysis. So every single company you work with, you're going to want that they have a certificate of analysis. Now, you have to have trust in the doctor you're working with, or you need to know the brand. Okay. And I'll give you some brands that I like to use right after we go after this. Okay. So I'll give you guys some hards. This is what to do. And then I'm going to give you some ideas of what supplements I like to use in fitness specifically. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you need a certificate of analysis. Now, every lot, if I'm a company and I go and I get 50,000 units of 500 micrograms of vitamin D with 100 micrograms of K2, which is a common one, I need to know that is pure, that there's purity. And I need to know that when I check the samples in the lot, that it's actually coming back what I say it is in the bottle. So that's what a certificate of analysis is going to do. Every single lot is going to be checked to make sure that there's no impurities and that you're actually getting what the bottle says. And then that can be sent to the doctor, the functional doctor that you work with. That's why a lot of times when you go to the doctor's office, you're seeing brands you don't see on the shelves. You're seeing brands that aren't being sold publicly. Okay. Because these companies are focusing on working directly with doctors, okay, NDs, DOs, even MDs, OBGYNs, and then they're working on training those doctors and giving the doctors the clinical evidence behind the formula. Mm. So a lot of the doctors are actually getting their training from the supplement companies. You also, again, have to watch the integrity there. Mm. So they're going to put together a clinical sheet that says, you know, let's take vitamin D again. Vitamin D at this dose has been shown to be this helpful for the immune system. It might even have some implications of reducing the chance of COVID being a long-term problem. People who have more vitamin D tend to have more autoimmune reactions. People who live close to the equator tend to have stronger immune systems, yada, yada, yada. We recommend maybe that your patients are getting a level 65 NG over mLs, or maybe even higher, which is debatable with conventional doctors, naturopath doctors, right? Not saying that is, that's an example. Mm-hmm. So they're going to talk about in the clinical evidence about absorption. Should you use a liposomal vitamin D? Can you use a capsule vitamin D? Should you be using 10,000 IUs if you're using only 2,000 IUs a day and you're not seeing the levels go up with the 25OH or the regular vitamin D? And then K2 helps with the absorption of vitamin D, which is why you always want a K2 with vitamin D. Mm. So that gives you an example of they are bringing the clinical evidence. They're arguing a point of delivery systems, quality control, making sure it's pure, and then bringing that to sometimes the market, usually the doctors. That's a professional grade supplement line. Examples of that are going to be Thorne Research, Designs for Health, Metagenics. You know, some of them are on the line, like Pure Encapsulation was sold to Nestle Quick, so watch out for that one. There's a few of them that sold. Thorne also sold. Me, the second thing I would look for is I would look for companies that are family owned. So all the supplements I use in my program, they are professional grade. I know exactly what's in the products. I know they're being tested. I know that they're pure, and then they're family owned companies. So I know the owners of these companies, and they're one message away from, hey, heard this, especially because I'm one of their top practitioners around the country. So that level of integrity and being able to converse, like I talked with one of the companies I like is called Body Bio. They're family owned. They are sold publicly. They're a great company. And they have this great product called Liposomal PC, Phosphatidyl Complex. Mm. Those are the lipid fats that help basically feed the lipid fat bilayer around all of your cells and the mucosal membrane within your gut. It's long-term one of the best products to help with restoring leaky gut. Is it going to be a needle mover in the beginning? There's a lot of other stuff I would do, but over time it can restore that mucous membrane, which is going to support the villi to grow and absorb nutrients.
Right.
So it's, you know, when someone said, hey, this liposomal PC might have some problems with it, and it was Body Bio. I reached to Body Bio. I copy and paste the message. I email their team. They write me back within 24 hours and let me know A, B, C, D. Here's our What happened? Yeah, there's no problem. Here's a specific analysis. I know them. Problem solved. So you want to have that level of integrity. Mm-hmm. Went back to the client. They said, yep, my mistake. I was off. So being able to start understanding brands. So a brand, yeah, Body Bio, I love them. I use small companies too that I think they've done a really good job. Sometimes when you get with a company who makes everything under the sun, you really have to cherry pick. If I see a company that makes these four products really well and this is their specialty, I usually get more interested, mm-hmm. especially if they're family owned. So I use like my wild oregano, I only get from Joy of the Mountains. Mm-hmm. It's a naturally occurring specific type of species of oregano made in Canada. Mm-hmm. I only get one product from them and I've been using that product for 7 or 8 years. It's called Wild Oil of Oregano. It is just a naturally occurring, very specific type of species of oregano with over 75% naturally occurring carvacrol, which is the active ingredient that makes it so antiparasitic, antibacterial, and antifungal.
Amazing.
Mixed with really good organic, high polyphenol, extra virgin olive oil. Two ingredients.
Yeah.
Designs for Health is not gonna be able to do that as like that's their one thing. You see what I'm saying? So look for those companies who give you those specialties in one thing. It's like, wow, they do this one thing and I'm subbing, right? Now I love Designs for Health. They're family owned. I've been working with them for years. They have a cascade of amazing products. Mm-hmm. I think they're, in my opinion, they're the best professional brand there. There's Standard Process, another great company. Nutritional Therapeutics. There's a lot of companies out there that are really good. Quicksilver Scientific with owner Chris Shade. The best liposomal delivery system. They're the ones who helped detox Tony Robbins of heavy metals because he had some of the highest mercury levels a human can even have. Mm-hmm. So he worked with Chris Shade at Quicksilver, and Designs for Health actually private labels their liposomal. Why do they private label it? Because they can't make liposomal nearly as good as Chris Shade and his team. Mm-hmm. They are the kings and queens of it. See, that's the kind of intel I'm telling you about that you need to know. Now, liposomal is a type of delivery system, much like a capsule or a powder. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be 5 to 10, sometimes 20 times more bioavailable than a capsule or powder, especially if you have gut health issues. But you've got certain things in there that your body might not do well with, you know, so you have to, you know, play it. But certain things, I always use liposomal, vitamin C and vitamin D. I also use liposomal NMN, nicotinamide mononucleotide, which is the precursor to NAD.
Mm.
Okay. So that's a great one for longevity. I also use liposomal cat's claw mixed with monolaurin, really good to boost the immune system and help fight viruses. So those are like 3 or 4 liposomals I might use that. I believe Quicksilver does all of those. You can go check them out, Quicksilver Scientific. So those are examples of might use. And for herbs and specific tinctures, I love a company called Nutramedics. Mm-hmm. And there I'll use some of their Dacunia or Tunia, or I'll use Cemento, which is another form of cat's claw. So independent tinctured form herbs that I can just put in my water and not to take 10,000 capsules that might give me a specific value, you know, that I want. If I'm going after certain viruses like Epstein-Barr virus or mono, I might use some of these herbs because they're going to get my bloodstream really good. And they're going to be very specific on what they do and why. And I can use isolated herbs there where certain companies make formulas. So another thing with a lot of professional grade companies is they're going to say, here's my liver product, right. liver plus 202, right? Liver plus X. And what they're doing is they're formulating all these liver enhancers into one and then giving you clinical information on how these synergistically work to get you the result. Mm. So they're going to add in dandelion. They're going to add in N-acetylcysteine. They're going to add in burdock root. You know, they're going to add in all these, maybe a little glycine. They're going to add in all these things to help that say all these together can support the liver to clean the blood. Right. Okay. And help in skin health or help your, you know, if you have high AST or ALT in your lab work. Hmm. Now, pausing all this. I didn't know any of this when I was in the best shape of my life, just doing my macros and just pushing my body. I wasn't checking my blood work. I wasn't checking my urine. I wasn't checking my stool analysis. I wasn't understanding what's going on with my adrenals. So if you bring all this into fitness, you're gonna 10X your longevity and you're gonna be able to work balance into both. It's not always easy, especially if you're dealing with an autoimmune, you've been chronically sick like I have in the past. Hmm. You gotta really take your time on that. So that's the idea of professional brand. You want a certificate analysis, preferred family owned. You're going to, and if you don't, if you're saying this is over my head, get with a practitioner, get in a program who you trust, who has integrity, who's explaining what I'm explaining to you. If you have IBS or IBD and you're like, Dane, I need what you're saying, then you can come check us out in the Shield program. I am honored to be your partner and I will do everything in my power to get you maximum results and blow your socks off. Okay. So, but find that partner, find integrity and go and run towards them and get educated because, you know, in our program, for instance, when people join our program, we give them 25 to 40% off supplement costs anyways. And these are high-end, very expensive products, but I give them part of my commission.
Right.
Because I don't have clinic where I have an overhead and I have to pay all this rent and stuff like that. I'm a global telemedicine company, the most successful IBD global consulting firm in the world. But because we don't have that large overhead, I can give away some of those discounts to make them cheaper for you for life. That's why everyone in our program keeps buying supplements from us, because I take little margin. I
Right.
make little money to make sure you get the cheapest price in the world. I guarantee you will not go on Amazon. You will never find it cheaper. Unless some doctor's willing to part with a lot of his income, because a lot of these MDs, they need that income to pay their staff. I don't. So that's one of our membership values, right? So that's just like little business models I'll tell you about. But find someone who can talk to you about like this way. Get integrity, start learning, start growing, and start taking it to the next level and start making sense of what the labs are telling you. A lot of big fitness enthusiasts are looking at their labs. If they're not, you should be.
Right.
So going on, what supplements do I like? So I don't use caffeine anymore. Every once in a while, I'll have a cerebral grade matcha tea. I use a company called AIYA every once in a while. But caffeine, it kind of gives me these ups and downs. It sometimes makes me irritated. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, me personally. So I used to do pre-workout caffeine like crazy, but now I have caffeine. I'd say this year, it's September of 2023, almost October. I've had maybe, I don't know, 8 to 10 times I've had caffeine this year. And so, and if I need caffeine to work out, I'm listening to the balance. So my pre-workout, I use D-ribose and L-carnitine. So I use a heavy dose of D-ribose and L-carnitine. Now, those are both useful to create mitochondria energy. So they're really good for your body. They're naturally occurring. They won't give you the highs and lows and shakes. They'll just make you awake. So I can use L-carnitine and go on a 3, 4, or 5 mile run and be okay. I can use L-carnitine and get a good, healthy, balanced 1 hour workout in just fine. L-carnitine also helps your body use stored fat as energy. So it also over time continues to help you get more lean and keep yourself leaner. So L-carnitine is something I love to use. I'll do upwards of 2 grams of L-carnitine in a little shot. I use a product called RiboCarniClear by Designs for Health. You need a doctor to get it for you. You might be able to get it uber expensive on Amazon. I don't know. But RiboCarniClear, I use a big old healthy dose of carnitine. I always start with less. It tastes like cough syrup. So that is a pre-workout I love to use. And then again, I mean, you could do high levels of B12. I might use a multivitamin with a little carnitine and ribose in it, but also a lot of B12 and other types of Bs to help get me aware. But even drinking electrolytes and a lot of water, I never have Gatorade. I always have either NanoSize or really absorbable electrolytes, my calcium, my potassium, my magnesium, maybe a little coconut water if I feel like I need it. And I'll do that before workout. But then I allow my body to listen. If my adrenals are feeling shot and I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm going to the yoga mat. My biceps can chill. I don't need, I mean, if my pump, if I'm going to put, see, that's that priority. I'm going to put that pump aside if my body's telling me. Because my number one priority is longevity and health. My then performances after that, then size and building muscles after that. So, and a lot of times, my athleticism, if I spent a year just working on functional movement, I'd probably be way more athletic than I spent a year lifting weights. I mean, my ability to boxing, my speed of my punches, my intensity of my punches, or my ability to swing a bat, or my breath hold. I like to spearfish. I mean, another thing, associate, I'll put this as a side note. What are your hobbies? Are you just lifting to lift? See, can you start doing the things like I've been getting into disc golf? I was thinking to myself, how can I use functional movement to work on my disc golf throw or my regular golf swing? How can I use functional movement to work on boxing or spearfishing? I like spearfishing. What am I doing about maybe breath holds or ability to calm my body down so I can keep my heart rate low so I can sit and wait on that fish a little bit longer? Scuba diving. I mean, some of these things, what's going on with your ankles and knees? And if you have bowel issues, are you working on your hips, your lower back, your dorsal? You should be able to sit in a squat. You can't sit in a squat, that's putting pressure on your lower colon. You're not going to be able to poop properly. So those are all these questions you start asking yourself when you started getting out of just the ego, just the I want to be fit just to look good, which is also important. And I'm not trying to downside that, downplay that. So pre-workout, RiboCarniClean, D-ribose. And then for protein, a big fan of bone broth protein. I know Dr. Josh Axe is using that. Shout out to Josh Axe. He's awesome. But his ancient nutrition line has got a great bone broth. I use one called Pure Paleo by Designs for Health. I love that. It's unsweetened. There's nothing in it. There's no sweeteners. There's no binders. There's nothing except 26 grams of complete bone broth protein. There's no sugars. There's no other ingredients. It's nothing. Now, it tastes like crap and it doesn't mix well, but I just put that in a smoothie. I might even add some organic cacao, or I'll get the sweetened chocolate version if I want. But I don't really mess with whey. I used to do whey. If I do whey, I only do an A1 beta casein free whey isolate. That's a big mouth term. A1 is a type of cow that hasn't genetically morphed into. So A2 is what you want. You want to get rid of the A1. So a lot of the United States, North American cows actually are producing an A1 casein. In Europe, they're actually in a lot of different. You can even type in A2 cow's milk. You'll read all about it. But A1 is very inflammatory. It's a big problem. The casein's actually mutated and become very inflammatory, which is why so many people are developed to lactose intolerance over the last 50 years. It's one of the main reasons. So if I'm ever going to do cow, I'm going to do pasture. I'm going to do pasture raised, probably raw milk. I'm going to pasteurize it myself at home if I want to pasteurize. Then I'm going to make sure it's A1, it's an A2 cow, but preferably even goat from there. I don't really think I need it. And that's where I might even look at what people are doing plant-based medicine and vegans. Vegans have shown you can get a lot of amino acids and complete amino acids eating plants.
Right.
So do I really have to have whey or cow?
Right.
I don't think so. But I love bone broth protein, hydrolyzed beef bone broth, organic. That's really good. I'll even do sometimes isolated sprouted pea protein can be a good one. I mean, obviously there's protein in a lot of different stuff. If I'm going to get my macros up, I still eat meat. So how much protein are you getting in two organic grass-fed, grass-finished beef patties?
Right.
You know, two little patties like that, you're getting at least 28 grams right there. So I think you can find ways. So that's what I'll use as protein. And I love essential amino acids. I like the company Naked. They're actually just a publicly found company, NAKED. Naked, they have great free-form branched-chain amino acids and essential amino acids with no sweeteners, no nothing. I'm a big fan of Keon by Ben Greenfield. Shout out to Greenfield. He's awesome too. He's got great products, massively great products. Some of them have sweeteners. I like to stay away. Even stevia. I was talking with a little sipper. At Little Sipper, check her out. She's awesome too. She was just blowing my mind on what she was finding around stevia
right.
and how it can affect our hormones and our menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, this is awesome stuff. And what she found about inulin and FOS. And these things are commonly found in a lot of our healthy products. So I really try to stay away from a lot of these sweeteners and preservatives. And so Naked has got a really good free form essential amino acids and branched chain that I like to use. And I really like to focus more on my aminos, even more than how many grams of protein I'm getting. I really feel that if I've got enough calories and I get a lot of essentials in, that's going to be way more bioavailable and it's going to really help me with my muscles. Even so, because the protein sometimes is really hard to digest and that can cause flagellants and my pancreatic enzymes aren't optimized and my stomach acid isn't optimized. And then I've got undigested protein hitting the colon, causing inflammation. Maybe it's causing more leaky gut, leaking into my bloodstream, causing more liver issues and skin issues. Right. So I'm going, balance it out when you get this information.
So good. So good. Yeah. Everything we talked about, Dane, is like its own like podcast episode, which is so incredible, powerful. And I bet you somebody's listening right now as you're sharing and is feeling so completely overwhelmed and saying like, oh my God, I don't have the budget to have all these supplements to support my health. And what do I do? And how do I know I'm choosing the right stuff? And there's just so much to think about. And it's now getting so stressful. So what would you say to that person who's listening in now and wanting to understand, how can I do this in a more natural way? Can I support my health and fitness without any supplements, first of all? Can I find it from food? Or if I were to choose, let's say, one or two that you would recommend highly, which ones would those be?
Great questions. First, yes, you don't need supplements to support it. People have only been taking supplements for about 50 years. The 1 million before that, people were thriving and doing certain things without supplements. And people were setting world records without supplements. So don't, and you can, look at your foods. Look at your macros. How much protein do you want to get in? How many carbs? How much fat? And start there. The easiest thing is focusing on meats. If you are into the paleo, AIP, or carnivore stuff, then it gets quite simple. I'd like to focus on grounded meats. They're cheaper. They're easier to cook through to make sure that they're not undercooked, and there's less likely to have infections or certain bugs that are found in it, which is more likely with undercooked chicken, undercooked, fishes or steaks and things of that nature. So I love, one of my biggest hacks on a budget, ground meats, ground turkey, ground chicken, ground beef. Ground beef is also much easier to digest than a steak and way cheaper. And I don't need as much high temperatures, which means I don't need as much oil to cook it. So high inflammatory oils can be causing those GI issues. So if I can just slow temp cook it on a skillet, put a ground beef in there, just slow cook, put a little water in there and put a top over it so it has a steaming effect, and just medium low, almost like a soup. It's juicy, it's delicious, soft. Add in Himalayan salt. Himalayan salt is going to give you those extra electrolytes. There's going to be less likely to have microplastics than that kind of salt. Fantastic. Add that salt. And if you want to add a little oregano or parsley or a little garlic in there, clove, you can start getting these natural herbs, which is a lot of times what is in the supplements.
That right.
So go get the goods, go get the real stuff, you know, take a little turmeric and ginger and peel it and put it in your smoothie.
Right.
And chop it up. You don't have to pay $11 the Shake Shack, whatever. Right. So, you know, I would say just make sense of your macros, eat the food at specific times and eat organic food. Put your money towards quality meats. One of the biggest problems happening in the plant meat war is quality. Right. That's the big thing.
Right.
Yeah. So the big, when everyone says like, oh, you know, plants have these problems and oatmeal has these problems. And I see Carnivore MD making these claims all the time about, you know, oh, plants have these problems and oatmeal is not good for you. And it's all about meat. And it's saying, look, quality is one of the big answers. If you're getting poor quality plants that are not properly prepared, you're probably going to have gut issues from it, like high lectins and more mold potential in your oats and things like that.
That.
Yeah, all of that. I mean, focus on your ancient grains, properly prepare the food, soak it, sprout it, pressure cook it. And it's the same could be said for meat.
Right.
They call it the dirty bird for a reason. If you can't have a medium rare chicken for a reason, guys.
Right.
Meat has its own struggles and problems. You need a, put the money in grass fed, grass finished, go with grounded. It's cheaper. It's easier to cook. You don't have to cook it on the high temperatures. You don't need as much oil. It cooks a lot quicker. It's way easier to digest.
Right.
So that's one of my biggest hacks. So it was one of the things I first did to actually get results with Crohn's colitis, focus on ground meats. Mm-hmm. You're able to hit your protein levels like that with that meat. Okay. And one little thing of ground meats, like $10. You try to get a steak or a prime rib, you're talking $40.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great one. If I had to add any, so make your macros with that, use your food. You can get anti-inflammatories, you can get antimicrobials, all with ginger. You can get it with, you know, peppermint and turmeric root. Those are all good things to add. Clove, you know, cardamom, cumin, all these herbs are so good that you can start adding in. And I'm a big fan of garlic. I mean, a lot of times it won't actually make you stink. It's so antimicrobial. It's, at first, if you're reacting to it, you definitely have SIBO and dysbiosis, and your body has to go through a whole plan to get rid of that. We can help. So that's where I would start and just work on your macros, eat right, and you can get a lot of foods for cheap. A lot of people are talking out there on how to do that. And so that's where I would start. Avocado is going to be great. Get those avocados. If you can't eat or afford organic, you can get away with foods that are peeled.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want the GMOs because you're talking about glyphosate, which is basically a registered antibiotic and pesticide and herbicide that's going to destroy your microbiome and cause a host of issues. And the chemicals in there are staying in your body just as bad as some problems of mold or cigarettes. They're kind of lifelongers. So you really don't want those in your body. And if you think you have those in your body, you need to start sweating. You need to start sweating after your workouts. Okay. A lot of times I don't run anymore. I just go in the sauna, just sweat. I don't need, because of running, I can work on my heart rate by getting my heart rate up in the sauna. I can open, detox my lymphatic system in the sauna.
Right.
Okay. And so if you can't afford anything, put a sweatshirt on, get on the treadmill, put it on 10 incline at 2.7 miles an hour and put on your favorite TV show and walk that thing for 30 minutes.
Right.
Or walk up a hill. And just get a sweat going. Your body will release the toxins. You got to get your feet in the ground. You got to get the sun in your eyes. You got to sweat. You got to drink water. I mean, most of this stuff is just here for us. It's just divine. It's just part of the earth.
So good.
So that's it. And to answer what supplements I would do, if I had to choose a supplement for fitness to help, I mean, if I can get my protein worked out and I don't need to be Hulk Hogan, I mean, I might add in creatine, monohydrate, a good clean creatine, just for more optimal performance. If I'm in that performance levels, you know, if I'm thinking longevity and overall health, I'd probably just add in a really good multivitamin, because a lot of times we're getting foods that are nutrient deficient.
Yes.
So I'd look for a very bioavailable, maybe powdered form multivitamin. Pure and Cap does have a good one. There's a few companies out there that have a few good ones. I like Designs for Health too. Those are really good. I mean, it just depends. It really depends on what the focus is. If you were asking me this question in person, the question I would ask you is, well, what's your focus? Is
100%.
it just getting rid of bloating or cramping or pain or gas? Then that's a whole different thing. If it's getting your energy up, I'd use RiboCarniClear. I'd make that choice. If it's trying to keep your gains while you just focus on, eating more specific and all that, I'd probably add in a creatine. If your body can handle it, which if you don't have any chronic illness going on right now, you'd probably be okay with a really good clean creatine.
So good. This is so good. Oh my gosh, so many golden nuggets here. And I just, before we conclude, I have to ask you about that spiritual component because I see this in you and I see that how important it is to harness that aspect of spirituality when it comes to health, especially that you work more naturally and you're very connected with the earth and all the gifts that the earth gives us. And so, how has that impacted your work, Dane, and how has that impacted you personally, bringing in spirituality into the balance of the physical body and the emotional and mental body as well?
So this is a hard one, and the first thing that always comes to my heart is how intangible it is to try to make sense of the spiritual. So on this, I just hope you feel me. I can't just say take this and watch this in the lab. It's not as tangible. Spiritual is like,
Feel.
tell me how much air is in the room right now. You know there's air in the room, but you can't measure it. You can't see it. You can kind of feel it. It's a feeling thing. So try to feel me on this. What you feel tends to turn into your reality. And one of the things we do is when we don't feel good, we come up with reasons why we don't feel good. It's my work. I didn't wasn't able to work out. I didn't sleep this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, we're trying to justify why we don't feel good. And we have to just realize that the goal is just to feel better despite circumstances, because we can't always control circumstances. Is fitness making you feel good, and why? Are your goals aligned with you getting in balance? Balance is just the ultimate measurement of sustained feeling of good. That's what balance is. Are you noticing tons of anxiety? Anxiety is constantly in worry of things you can't control. Is what you can't control taking over your mind and your heart? And is it because you're constantly trying to prioritize being in control? Maybe a sense of letting go. I couldn't heal myself and be in the best shape of my life at the same time. I had to let go. And when I let go, I just started learning to accept myself. Because the guy, but that was hard, because the guy who had built the career to be the cool kid, to be in the magazines, that was my new image. And God blessed me by giving me this pain so he could wake me up from a lifetime of my ego being my identity. A lifetime of my ego being my identity. God, I'm so glad I'm not trying to do that game anymore. What do you need to let go of today? What's connecting with you? How can you serve your life? And how do you know? It's called intuition. You've got to let your spirit guide you. Those are what feelings are. They're energy, emotion, energy in motion. Your emotions are sending signals and telling you it's okay to feel depressed. It's okay to be anxious. It's okay to feel like, as a guy, you're like a dog on a bone. You're going to be the fucking best. Sorry, curse.
You're good.
I had a little of that. I had that fire in me. You can be the toughest guy in the world. It's okay to feel. It's okay to let go. You can be a woman who's just feels like you've never been good enough. Why do you need to let go to accept? I had to accept that I got a cane. I'm 122 pounds and laugh when I can't even reach up and pick something up. But it doesn't mean later I'm not going to be back to my strongest self. There's moments and times for everything. It's not my moment. That's why I got to let go of envy. It's not my moment for that. It's not my moment to be famous. It's not my moment to be rich. It's not my moment to be the perfect fitness. If I'm in balance and then I choose it, so be it. But here's the thing. I am not willing to give up my peace and my balance for some kind of envy. And that's what I had to let go of. I remember walking into the gym and seeing a bunch of guys that I always wanted to look like and compete with, and they didn't even hardly recognize me. I was so skinny, beard, long hair, because I'd been stuck in a bed for so long. But I was happy. And the weird thing that happened inside is I felt more at peace of myself than I did when I was kind of competing. Something changed, like when I had to let go of making money and I had to let go of what I expected of myself to give to the world, even what I do now. Even right now, I kind of envy a little bit, not envy the word, little bit looking for a bit of me when I was chronically trying to heal myself when I was chronically sick, because I had let go so much, and now I've got so much responsibility. I'll let you in even right now, guys. I got so much responsibility, got so much going on, you know, doing tons of podcasts, helping tons of people. I have tons of sick people in our community, hundreds of people that have had it, making sure we get them results. Oh, when do we let go? When do I let go? Man, I let go so much when I was healing myself. It was just me, that book, that tea, that walk, no expectations on my body, no expectations of fitness, no expectations for my significant other, my parents. Just was I, you, Dane, you nearly died. That was the catalyst to the freedom, And I got wound up again on that, even today, a little wound up on that. Guys, I'm not perfect. I want to be present with you in this moment.
Right.
Balance is the word for me. That's what I'm going to leave you with. Balance. What good is life? What can you pass on to your children? What can you do for anyone you love? If you're like me and you want to make your life bigger than just you, get past the selfish desires. Balance. You've got to be in balance with it and give that. That's a gift. When I see my mother in balance, it was a savior for me. You know, to see someone in their 60s who went through everything she went through and see her happy. It's the best gift she can give me. The best gift all your mentors have ever given you is showing you how to be happy and showing you what money means and fitness means. And how can they be happier than you if they're not as fit? How can they be happier than you if they're not as wealthy? That always got me. That always got me to rethink. So that's the spirit. That's the emotions. It's what you feel. And what you feel is okay. It's not your identity. It's a feeling. They're two different things. Your identity and feeling are two different things. I feel angry versus I'm an angry person. I feel like I'm not good enough versus I'm not good enough. There's a feeling. Separate the two. Shift and listen to your feelings. That's where meditation comes in. That's where all the Indian cultures got it right. That's where yoga's got it right. Listen to your feelings and let your feelings guide you to your next answer. It's right there.
So good. So good. And this just reminds me of what Eckhart says, Eckhart Tolle. And we are who we are when we die, when we disattach ourselves from everything in the physical world, when we're not parents and we're not our job and we're not daughters and we're not sons and we're not associated with anything in the physical world. And when it comes to that place of death, and obviously you experience that very close to death experience, and that's ultimately who you are. And from this place, you see it all. It all becomes very clear. And your path here, your mission, your purpose reveals itself. And so I thank you so much for this conversation, Dane. This was so beautiful. What a beautiful light you are and a beautiful gift to the world. And I love these. I just want to keep talking. I don't even want this to end, but we're going to have to conclude this today. And so if somebody wanted to reach out to you, to connect with you, to learn more about what you do, where can they go to do that?
Yeah. So if you are dealing with severe IBS or IBD, we specialize in Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and helping reverse those symptoms naturally with or without conventional. And we use all forms of medicine, whatever gets the result that we all agree with. Everything is customized. So everyone gets a customized approach. Everyone gets a coach themselves. I feel an integrity saying that I believe what we've built has the most integrity and the most impact that I have the ability to build in this world. So I'm very excited about it and the kind of results we get, the kind of impact that we give. So that's crohnscolitislifestyle.com. Our program is called SHIELD. Supplements, herbs, imagination, exercise, lifestyle, and diet. Build your shield. We customize your shield for you and train you on how to get self-empowered. Self-empowerment is a lot of our missing ingredients to getting back healthy and getting balanced. So crohnscolitislifestyle.com, the SHIELD program. You can also find us on Instagram, crohnscolitis_lifestyle.com. If you want to talk more about, man, I need help. I need help with my gut. I feel like this is something I want to learn more. Then you can schedule a complimentary IBD strategy session with one of our support specialists. And we're going to dive into your experience with natural medicine. We're going to dive into what conventional medicine you're using, symptoms, root issues, and a basic game plan of how we could partner up to get you massive success. So I'm going to give a link to Sherry. You can also click that link to go there. Yeah. And so let us know you came from here. And then you can also find that on our, you know, all around. So you'll just reach out to us as you need it, sending love, God bless. And I'll see you guys down the road.
Thank you so much, Dane. I loved this conversation.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fall in Love with Fitness. Whether you're already on your fitness journey or just getting started, we're in this together. Just head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review, and you'll be entered into the drawing to win my 6-week transformation course. Then go to fallinlovewithfitness.com and get your free gift from me so you get back your energy and reinvigorate your life. Join me on the next episode, and remember, you are an inspiration.